From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Russian families have begun the process of identifying the bodies of the victims of Saturday's crash of a Russian jetliner in Egypt. The Associated Press says the first 10 bodies have been identified. A spokesman for Russia's Emergency Situation Ministry told AP that a total of 140 bodies and more than 100 body parts were flown to St. Petersburg on two government planes Monday and Tuesday. This is St. Petersburg's Vice Governor Igor Albin. He says, as of the last 24 hours, 9 bodies have been identified, and investigators and forensic experts continue working with other bodies, conducting genetic tests. All 224 passengers aboard that Metro Jet Airbus A321 were killed when the plane went down over the Sinai Peninsula. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed support for boosting Turkmenistan's economic prospects as he visited Tuesday on the final leg of a five-nation tour of Central Asia. We can do more together to help your people develop some of the skill sets necessary in this modern economy, Kerry's comments as he met with Turkmenistan's president during the brief stop. Swiss bank UBS says it's cooperating with authorities who are investigating financial corruption linked to FIFA. UBS says its quarterly report published Tuesday that it was contacted about accounts relating to FIFA and other constituent soccer associations and related persons and entities. Switzerland's Attorney General Michael Lauber said in September he had reports at 121 accounts suspected of links to money laundering. VOA News.